next part of my life was when I was growing up. I was around about 16 to 17, and all the soldiers started coming home from the war. Some were in blue who had been wounded. My uncle was. Came back with a blue, royal blue suit, and unfortunately he came back with one leg. But he got rehabilitated with a false one, and he carried on a bit. But his wife was not good. She was my best friend. We used to go out together while he was in the army. But unfortunately, she lost her baby. And then news that her husband was wounded. So it was sad, that was, really. But anyway, he came back and they had a bit of life till she got ill and sadly died. But I used to go down there quite a lot. And times I remember of things we used to do. I used to go to the pictures with her every Sunday night. Used to go down there for meals. Used to go down Sunday afternoons to have a bath, because it was more convenient than at my own home. But things change. And then, as I said, this friend who I wrote to came home on demob. What I mean with demob, when they were demobbed, they gave them a civilian suit and they came out the army. And I got to meet him for the first time. And things grew from then. And then I started going out with him, and things developed. We decided to get married. Well, I was 18 then, and my dad went mad. He said, "No, not on my dead body are you going to get married." And he played up, and I took no notice of him. And one day, this man came to the door, selling lino and rugs. And I started to get interested. And he says, "And what are you interested in those things for?" And I said, "Well, I might be getting married." "Oh, not on your life," he said. And he started to play up again. My life was a misery then, because he was always arguing with me. So I went to his sister and I told her how unhappy I was that my dad kept shouting at me. And she said, "Why don't you get married?" And I thought, well, I'm a bit young. But anyway, things continued like that for a bit. And then, just before my 19th birthday, I thought, why not get married? Because we'd got to know one another then, and I thought, why not? So his sister took me to the magistrates, which she lived up Mount Street, and she explained that I was underage to get married, but my life was a bit of a hell at home. And I needed to get out of that environment. So she consented that I could get married before I was 21. But I did not want to tell my dad and mom. I wanted to get away before they knew, because I'd stop it. So my friend Bessie said, "When your mom and dad goes out, all your things and I'll take them to my house And they won't know. So what I did, packed all my things, opened the window at the top of the stairs, and just loosened my case down to Bessie, who's got a pram outside. She put the case in, and she took it to her house, so that my dad and mom didn't know any difference. I had to get it out the window because my brothers was about, and if they'd have saw it, they'd have told my mum and dad. So that's how I eloped. Anyway, I didn't get married in Stabridge, I got married in Kidderminster. But I was advised not to put my own address, Scots Road. I had to put his brother's address, and he lived in Kidderminster. So, that's what happened. I got married at the registrar in Kidderminster. And of course, my life started then, but I got nowhere to live. So we lived with his sister for a bit. Then after the fortnight, I thought, oh, blow it, I'm going back home. So I walked down Scots Road, walked into the house, and that my mum and dad both looked up at me, and there was silence. And he says, oh, you've come back then, have you? And started a conversation, and things went all right from then. And then he said, well, you better come and live here. But only on condition that I went home and that my husband went to live with his sister. So we were split up. I lived at home and he lived at Warren Lane. Just had to meet. Anyway, after that, things didn't work out. There was always squabbles and arguments. So I had to find more lodgings. And after that, I had to find more lodgings. I had about 4 or 5 lots of lodgings. And then I went to the council offices. And I had my first house. And then things started moving. My life started to begin being all right. But I remember so much